This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on many of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us tonight, as they do all the time via the satellite. Thank you very much for your job keeping America, that you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers too, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. We appreciate everything you're doing. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those mechanics out there, and all the construction workers keeping America rolling along, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And check out all the different offers that we have over there. Well, joining us right now, we have got Ron Edwards. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't do that right. We've got Ron Edwards. Sorry, did I do that right that time?
Oh, you're getting better.
Okay, all right. I got to practice some more. You do it better than I do. And he's with the Edwards Notebook, and let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, got some good news, and maybe we got some bad news at the same time, but the Mueller probe is over. He submitted his report to the Attorney General, and right away we've got all the speculators speculating. I do know the one fact that I can report that I know is a fact is no new indictments are coming as a result of the Mueller report. Go ahead.
Well, that is good news, the indictments being no more. But at the same time, I'd wait until I see the entire thing before there's any celebration. Because you never know with this guy and with all the details that may be in it. But I think for the most part, the president himself is exonerated. He's held fast to his claims of no collusion and all of that. And I believe that. But there are little tentacles that have gone out in this phony investigation as they've tried to hurt people that have been supporters of the president. And so there may be some little tentacles out there that could hurt others. But the good news, and I'll stick to it, that the president is innocent of the original charges.
Well, there are two things that are going on, and I was waiting for you to say either one. Number one, the inspector general is examining all the pieces and parts and components, as well as individuals that were involved at the Department of Justice and the FBI, such as Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, and the parts that they may or may not have played, whether or not they did something truthfully, legally, illegally. That's coming soon. That could be very damning on the part of some individuals that could be brought up on charges of some sort. That's number one. And then number two, the Southern District of the Federal U.S. District Court has got a grand jury investigation going on. We understand there's 34 different charges they're looking at. That's all we know, 34 different charges they're looking at. And by the way, any unindicted people who were being investigated, that their investigation was did not result in a criminal charge. All that information now, I heard earlier, has now been turned over to the Southern District Court of New York.
And that potentially is bad news for the president.
Could be.
Because if they find anything, they can, you know, that could mean some legal troubles for the president. I think that he's not shielded from state charges.
Nope. They are specifically looking at his business dealings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. That's what they're doing. Yep.
So that's the next hump that he has to deal with. But
yeah.
they really got it out for him there in the Southern District.
And Adam Schiff, the guy came out. I mean, the Democrats are looking just absolutely desperate and foolish. Adam Schiff came out again and said, well, we're going to call Mr. Mueller and we're going to bring in members of his commission to testify. We're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of all of this. They're going to testify.
Well, see, Schiff is phony.
Yep.
Yeah. As phony as they come. Remember before, you know, he was looking, you know, he was sounding like, well, this probe is the end all.
Oh, he had indisputable evidence, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He came out and said that. Well, where is it? We've never seen it.
So now that they're not getting their way on this, he's going to continue on. But what's going to happen, I think this will, on the federal level, this is going to backfire on the Democrats. If they just keep on, like this, that's all they're going to look like.
Well, Dave in Indiana kind of agrees with a little bit of what you said. He says, these Democrats are sure making themselves look so immature and stupid, almost like a bunch of babies throwing a temper tantrum. I'm so embarrassed for them. Well, Dave, I'm not, because they're showing their true colors.
Absolutely. I'm not either. I, in a way, I hope they keep it up because they don't have any good ideas to campaign on.
And I hope that Beto keeps out there. We're going to get into something about Beto and Joe Biden and company and even Cory Booker and something that's going on there to get rid of Bernie Sanders. You probably heard about it.
Now that's a collusion.
Yeah, it is a collusion. And they're actually actively conspiring together to take Bernie Sanders out of the mix.
And what's the difference? I mean, they all have the same goofy philosophy.
Some goofier than others.
Yeah, well, not far of much.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we are going to talk about what the Democrats are up to, and there is a plot being put together. Joe Biden's in the middle of it to try to take Mr. Bernie Sanders out and remove him from the competition. Also, the governor of California, Mr. Newsom, told Americans just to look out west for the future of the Democratic Party. Wow. How about all that trash in Los Angeles? Yeah, I'm going to look out west. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear...
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron. And for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. And they are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. Now, they can make things for you or they can show you what they have because they specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Remember, military. Get a discount at David E. Garrett Jewelers. You can go to their website for more information, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com, to shop the thousands of available items they have there, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers is a jeweler you can trust, and they are a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch, as well as the Edwards Notebook. And Ron Edwards is with us, and I have a message for you from Maria in Germany. You ready?
Yeah.
Good morning, Ron Edwards. She did it with a bunch of R's.
Well, a happy morning or happy day to you, Maria, as well.
Yeah, she communicates by email now. She doesn't do the Facebook thing anymore. I don't blame her. Yep. Now, the Democrats, and I said we were going to tease this, and thanks, Dave, for whatever you sent me. But the Democrats, the governor out in California, Governor Newsom, told the Americans, telling voters, he says, look out west for a shining example of what states will look like when Democrats take control. And, of course, what we saw was a picture of Los Angeles and Seattle and San Francisco where they're basically living out on the streets in filth and carnage and pillage, and it's just unbelievable that's the conditions. I mean, it's disgusting, to say the least.
Well, they have done to America, they're doing to California, Seattle, and other places in this country, including in Washington, D.C., in certain neighborhoods. They're doing this, and they want to do to America as a whole what they already have done to the Black American community. And those communities where the Democrat Party has been in charge for, I don't know, about 7 decades now, and you see the squalor and the conditions there. If you recall, Eric the Red Holder said, and I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect that they were going to destroy California as an example in how to wipe out the rest of the country. And this is how you do it, folks. You overtax, you overregulate, you encourage illegal border crossers to set up shop anywhere. You increase conditions to produce a lot of homelessness, and you thwart the rights of property owners to even defend themselves, their property against the homeless people who have no decorum, and you just allow this en masse, and you destroy beautiful cities like Seattle and San Francisco. By the way, those two cities were not too long ago among the most beautiful in the entire world.
Well, the last time I was in Seattle, probably 10 years ago, I was downtown. I actually attended a baseball game there, and it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. We took my wife was with me, and we took a ferry ride out there, you know, and out across the bay. And I'm trying to remember where we went. I think we went to Well, anyway, don't remember. It doesn't really matter. But it was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and it's a crying shame. I mean, I could literally cry for that situation, because that was some of the most beautiful areas in the entire world. When God produced California and Washington State and that entire area, He was in a good mood the day He produced all of that. I mean, that is so gorgeous, naturally, and the cities were beautiful. And now they're cursed because of the principles of the Democrat Party and their cursed philosophy, which is purposely set up to ruin those cities.
Now, I want you to hold on to your socks here because I'm going to mention some Nancy Pelosi quotes for the week. And then when I mention them all, then you can tell me what it is she meant. Quote number one from Nancy Pelosi: "The Equality Act would be disastrous to Americans' freedoms." Quote number two: "Trump has decided to be in defiance of the Constitution." And quote number three: "We want to try to find common ground with Trump. Take him at his word." Well, okay. How about the Equality Act? And this is the one that kills me. The Equality Act would be disastrous to America's freedoms. How could the Equality Act, with everybody being equal, be disastrous to our freedoms?
Well, everyone being equal, you can't do that in a true free society, because you're trying to produce equal results. What you want is equal opportunity, which does not guarantee that we're all going to be equal the same. And you don't want that anyway, because you want the ability to climb as high as your God-given talents will take you. And that was the original intent, by the way, of this country, based upon equal opportunities for all.
Yeah, well, that's the original.
What Nancy Pelosi is talking about is BS.
Wicked Witch of the West, remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, something else. She said Trump has decided to be in defiance of the Constitution.
Oh.
Really? The people that are defying the Constitution from where I'm sitting are the progressive left liberal socialists that keep wanting to do this, that, and the other, pass this different regulation that it's constitutionally not allowed. I mean, they can do it if they want, but it's going to get struck down by a court somewhere.
Well, see, every time when you see that the leftists, the Democrats, are pointing their fingers and saying, "You're this," for instance, when they say that people are racist or bigoted,
that's what they are.
It's usually them that are the ones.
Yeah.
They're really describing themselves. And people need to know that, and especially on the right. We need to become more offensive in our actions in regards to the Democrats. And, you know, they're basically all socialists now, instead of allowing them to dictate.
Oh, did you hear who just endorsed Bernie, by the way?
Who endorsed Bernie?
The Democratic Socialists.
Well, they're all socialists.
That's AOC's old group, the Democratic Socialists. No, that's a party. That's a separate party.
Separate
from the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Well, philosophically, they're not separate. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same. They're all in the same bed together.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm not surprised. You know, they all mm-hmm. fit together, and it's terrible. But we allowed ourselves to get in this boat. You know, we can point our fingers at them, but, you know, we allowed this through our government school system and not being vigilant in our effort to thwart this. I mean, we have this standalone guy called President Trump. If it wasn't for him, this country would already be over the hill. Seriously.
Now, Barack Obama, when he came into office, he was the great hope for millions of people with all the promises he made.
For the idiots.
But we weren't really having problems. I don't remember the problems with the black versus white stuff going on. Everybody in my neighborhood was getting along and still gets along. And we like each other. We go to places and events together, this, that, and the other. But I've never seen a more divisive president than I did with Barack Obama, being continued, I might add, by these Democrats that are in office right now. And Kamala Harris came out and said, white supremacy is rising around the globe. We need a president who will speak the truth. Really? Well, how about starting with her speaking the truth?
Absolutely. Even her own parents are disappointed in her. You know, she was raised up in a Christian home and all of that, and she is really turning out to be a disappointment. But like I said earlier, Democrats are liars. And there's another example. When they, you know, racism and all those kinds of problems were dying a natural death in this country before Ali Obama showed up. And whenever you have this era where those kinds of things are dying a natural death, here comes a Democrat. Here comes these leftist Democrats to throw their lies into the mix and cause the division they blame others for. And the reason why they do that is because it is their ultimate goal to divide and destroy this country. And that's why they introduce the kinds of bills that they do, and that's why they raise their taxes at the same time and regulations to create bad economic times in conjunction with the things that they do to cause racial division in this country through accusations, name-calling. And unfortunately, instead of we the people in mass ignoring that garbage and moving, going on with our lives and fighting the policies of the Democrats
okay.
in unison.
All right, now, because we're running out of time, here comes the music.
Sorry.
Last thing, Ocasio-Cortez, somebody wants me to start calling her Octokazi. So Octokazi is wondering why so many grown men are so obsessed with her.
Because, I don't know, maybe they're idiots.
She trying to make herself a sex object now or something?
Yeah, or a sex symbol.
All right. Gotta go. Talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, buddy.
All right. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook. I'll be right back with more, folks. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has submitted his long-awaited report to Attorney General Bill Barr on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior DOJ official tells Fox News Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. That's seen as good news for the White House. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the entire report made public.
The president himself has called without qualification for the report to be made public. There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
President Trump tweeted Friday that he's ordered the withdrawal of sanctions against North Korea that had been announced by the Treasury Department. The White House says it's because the president likes North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Sales of existing homes have soared 11.8% in February, aided by accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving affordability. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey ho, Cap, it's Melvin in my bass boat. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up, and it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
Alrighty, stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin and his bass boat. I think I see a Melvin sighting coming today when I go up there to Crystal River to Moss Nissan. But anyway, it's time for our beach and boating forecast for the Sun Coast, the Nature Coast, all of Tampa Bay, for all of the spring breakers that are down here. Listen up, because this is going to make your day. Sunny skies today, lots of sun. A high up there, 78 degrees. We'll start out with a light wind, north-northwest. It'll turn to the northwest later in the day, 7 to 14 miles per hour. We'll have a light chop on the waters with a sea of 2 feet. The Gulf water temperature right now is at 68 degrees. The bay water temperature at 70. The high tide is coming up right about now here in the area. And the low tide coming back at 10:14 a.m., and that is your beach and boating forecast for the moment. And remember, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club is a national organization. They have 168 franchises across the United States of America. And we've got the largest one right here in Tampa with 19 locations in the Tampa region, as well as over 300 boats to choose from. Now, check them out online by going to freedomboatclubtampabay.com or simply give them a call at 855-FREEDOM to find out more and what membership can do for you. Now, you can join seasonally if you're here for a month or two or three, or if you're anywhere along the Gulf or anywhere where the ports are open in the wintertime where the lakes don't freeze and the ocean doesn't freeze and all that good sort of stuff, because they've got locations out in California, plus along the Gulf of Mexico, plus down here in Florida. So you can join the seasonal plan. That's a 2 or 3 month minimum there. And you can save yourself a bunch of money that way by joining. And you'd just merely be allowed to use the boat and operate the boat right here in the local areas where you are seasonally. We'll not have reciprocity around the country. But if you want to join the national plan, you can start out the way I did with the economy plan, which is great for retirees and those that work on the weekends and don't want to be out on the boat with everybody and their uncle on the weekend. Instead, you go out during the week when it's not as busy and you can have a little bit more fun on the water. Now, you get your first member, your first month of membership dues are free. And you get unlimited weekday usage at any of the locations that they have in the area, the 19 locations, for you and another member of your household. You can always take another member of your household with you. You also get 4 rolling reservations at any time and reciprocity anywhere in the country to go as a Freedom Boat Club member. Now, for a limited time, the one-time entry fee is reduced to $1,000 right off the top. And if you want to split that entry fee with another member, or you can add partners, however you want to do that, 1 or 2 or 3, however you want to do that, you can certainly do that as well. And get this, if you are an active duty military person, or you are a veteran, or you are a first responder, active or retired, or if you are a member of the medical profession, well, you get another $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off. And they also have the standard plan, which is the 7-day-a-week plan, which is a Cadillac plan, where you get everything in the kitchen sink thrown in, too. And all the same things apply. Now, all you got to do is give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open the door wide open for you with a whole bunch of stuff that they have to offer there as well. Okay, let's go to the telephone lines, and I think we're about to be graced with 60 seconds from Todd. Is that you, Todd?
60 seconds. Let's get down to business. We've been right for 2.5 years, okay? The Mueller Report, 30, we want our money back. We want $30 million back from the government, wasting our time. I'm from New York. You can tell the district of New York, you're more corrupt than the mob ever thought about being. Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. You've been auditing him for 15 to 25 years. So you owe him. You need to reimburse him for that. The only person that's kept his word is Donald J. Trump in Washington, D.C. Did you see what happened in New Zealand? Okay, they push a button, the guy and they take their firearms away. Get out of here. Don't ever go to New Zealand. We don't want to have nothing to do with you. This is what Bloomberg and the Democrats are up to. Okay, we'll die first before we give you our guns. Okay, the corrupt politicians that did that against Donald Trump, and not one of you fake Republicans lifted a hand. I've been on this radio show for 2.5 years picking up the pieces, because we knew that Moa went to 8 Trump rallies. I saw Bobby Bowden and the general Bobby Knight over there. There was nothing to do with it. Guy got up at 2 a.m. on his plane of 4 and did 5 rallies and busted his hump. Okay, that's why he's a multi-billionaire. Let's get to work and save the country from these unholy, ungodly Democrats.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa, and Todd's on a roll this morning. Now, they have not yet taken the guns away from anybody in New Zealand. The Prime Minister has made a proposal that has to go through Parliament. But unless somebody challenges them, it will go through, and the guns they're talking about are the, quote, end of quote, assault rifles, military-style weapons. And they used a lot of improper terms, the Prime Minister did, when she talked about magazines. She talked about large-capacity weapons without describing what it was she was talking about, but we know that's magazines. They only want 5 shots in a magazine, period. They don't want 10, 15s, 20s, 30s, whatever. So that's one thing they're doing. And they want to get rid of the AR-15, which is not necessarily the weapon that they need to be concerned about. There are plenty, plenty of military weapons available in Australia, in New Zealand, in Indonesia, all through that region. Why? Because of the black market. And they buy them literally by the truckload or container load and fly them in, and there's a market there for them. And people buy them that way. And the Mausers, which is a weapon that I thought was pretty much extinct, it's not. You find them over there. And again, the problem is not the AR-15. And by the way, the next time Beto says, well, the AR-15 goes in and blows out a hole the size of a grapefruit on the other side. No, it doesn't, Beto. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. And these people that say things because they're trying to talk to the dumbed-down masses and think that they're going to get something across on you, you know, pay attention. They're not telling you the truth. They are not telling you the truth. And let's see, Al, yeah, okay, I got it. They were put into, the representatives in Congress were put into office to legislate, not investigate. But guess what? One of their powers, Al, like it or not, is to investigate things. That's why they have the different congressional panels they have and the special prosecutors and all that. They can investigate anything they want anytime they want to, provided they get the support of their fellow members in Congress to do such. They just can't go off and do it on their own. For example, Lindsey Graham right now is talking about investigating the Clinton campaign. Doesn't mean he's going to. His committee will have to decide that, and there may be people on there, Democrats and Republicans, that may say, nope, don't want to do that. Been down that road, don't want to do it again. So we'll see, because as I've told you before, unless something's changed that I don't know about, Hillary Clinton is bulletproof. Hillary Clinton is bulletproof. Nothing's going to happen to her, per se, unfortunately. Although something should. We believe that she's got her hands dirty in a lot of stuff. All right. Well, coming up, final segment of the weekend edition. And hello there, Christine. How you doing down there in Sarasota? Nice to hear from you this morning. I'll take a look at your little note in a minute. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are coming back. Final segment for the weekend, and if you want to chime in, this is your opportunity to do so. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Final segment brought to you by my good friends at Moss Family Automotive. I will be up at Moss Nissan today in Newport Richie from 12 noon to at least 3 p.m., maybe 4 p.m., and we'll be up there with our $500 gift certificates for anybody that wants to come up there. It's a discount, actually, of $500 off the purchase of your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. We know we've got one of our listeners from Albany, Georgia, coming down to take a look at the Moss Nissan Titan trucks that they have there, and we'll be happy to shake his hand and meet him, and I believe he's bringing his family with him, he told me. So there you go. And also, the food will be free up there today. There'll be a lot of different giveaways and some things. It's the third anniversary of Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, and look forward to seeing as many of you as can possibly can make it there, especially our northern listeners up there out of Jasper and out of Valdosta and out of Tallahassee, out of the Milton area, and out of Alabama, southeastern Alabama there, around Dothan. So expect to see some of you folks there. Come on over, meet me, and I'll give you a certificate to save you some money on a vehicle, $500. Plus, make your best deal. Remember, you serve, you save, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and our 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on their new vehicles. And their used vehicles, certified pre-owned used vehicles, are wholesale priced. Now, reminder, coming up here. This coming week, the 29th of March, is Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day at Mission Barbecue. Now, we're going to have quite an event up at the Bruce B. Downs USF store across the campus, across the way from the campus of USF. We're going to have quite the event. We'll have a color guard there. There'll be a number of veterans dressed, Vietnam veterans dressed in their military garb from the era, plus guys that'll show up with their hats. Wear your hats, Vietnam veterans, or your shirts. Identify yourselves because you get to eat free that day. Yep, you get to eat free that day. And they'll have a special menu there for you. And don't forget, you always identify yourself as a veteran. You always get a free dessert there as well. Now, this will be the Bruce B. Downs store up there, which is just off Fowler, across the street from the USF Medical Center and just down the road from James A. Haley. They're on the, they're on the south side of the street as you go west. Or if you go east, they're still on the south side of the street. You'll see them right there. And I look forward to seeing as many of you as can make that Friday at 12 noon. It'll be from noon to 1:30. I'll be there for the event and the meal. Also coming up later in June, June 21st to June 30th, the SOCOM 2019 Warrior Games coming to Tampa, Florida for the first time. I will be involved in that in several different capacities. And we'll be telling you more about it here in the Captain's America Third Watch. My buddy and news director, Roger P. Schomel, will be there with me. We'll be crisscrossing around doing stuff. And we look forward to be able to get the word out about the 2019 SOCOM Warriors Games coming to Tampa. There'll be events literally all over Tampa to include the military base of MacDill and whatnot. So there you go. And I got to find this here, Mr. Ron, because I got sidetracked. But Mr. Ron is looking to hear this. So let's see if we get it.
For years, I have accurately proclaimed that the number one enemy of America is the government school system. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, many of us understand that what is taught to one generation dictates the direction the nation takes in the next. Any school system that indoctrinates an individual who is elected to government and proposes abolishing airplanes and cows and the ability of we the people to create wealth is bad enough. But when enough people are convinced they should support and vote for someone who wants to turn the United States into a giant Venezuela, then it's past time to take swift action to establish real education that teaches authentic history, mind-building math, English, etc., and supports a higher moral code. When Johnny and Maria can't tell the difference between right and wrong and their parents don't have enough sense to discriminate the crucial differences, instruct their children accordingly, then the rest of us have a responsibility of standing up and stopping the government school indoctrination madness before Khrushchev's wish to see America buried comes to pass. I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet Fridays on AmericaMatters.us, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All righty, that's the Edwards Notebook for this week, and I want to congratulate Air Force General Todd D. Walters for his appointment as the next Supreme Allied Commander of the U.S. European Command, top for the top NATO position. And he is going to be a good one when he gets to take control of the reins there. Also, I want to say a special shout-out to our neighbors from Offutt Air Force Base who flew 5 Air Force reconnaissance jets and about 100 personnel down here from Nebraska. Now, we've got the RC-135 Rivet Joint Aircraft from the 55th Wing, 55th Wing that are down here. These are the reconnaissance aircraft that they have all the electronics and whatnot on that they will fly and monitor situations. I got kind of a ulterior motive here to my story about this. Now, the RC-135 jets have got typically a crew of 21 to 27 mission flight crew. At a minimum, they have three electronic warfare officers plus the two pilots, 14 intelligence operators, and four in-flight maintenance technicians for anything that might go wrong. And, you know, Venezuela, something is going to happen in Venezuela fairly quickly, I think. I think we're getting closer to doing something down there. Look for these aircraft to be up in the air. Now, these are not AWACS aircraft. They do a little bit more stuff than what the AWACS does, but they're of the same mold, and they will be securing all kinds of intel and information for us and for the folks on the ground from the Lima group or whoever it is that's going to be participating and removing Mr. Maduro from office. And that, I think, is going to happen in the not too distant future. I can't see any way how we can continue to see the signs of people out in the street literally eating garbage and people dying because they can't get medical supplies and whatnot. I mean, that is just a horrible, horrible situation going on in Venezuela. So, again, to the people down there, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And I found out the other night we have some people that actually listen to me down there on the internet when they're able to get it. They have been listening to the show from time to time. And Yvette's parents are two of the people that have been doing that. Yvette, of course, Perez from Radio Luz in Tampa. So they've been listening to some of what I've said up here, and I just found out about that day before yesterday. So thank you. And to the people in Venezuela, we got your back. We're coming. Help is on the way. It's just not going as fast as we'd like to see it. I mean, if I'd been in charge, it already would have been there. And Maduro would have been gone. If I'd been in charge, it would have been that simple. It would have been another Noriega mission where he would have gone in, snatched the guy, and out he went. And the military, what are they going to do? They want to get paid. They want to eat. So they're going to go where the money is, and the money is not going to be with Maduro. That just isn't going to happen. Now, also, coming up on Monday, we're going to be watching what's going to happen this weekend. We're going to listen to all the talking head shows and watch some of them on Sunday to get an idea of where the Democrats are going to go. There's all kinds of threats right now. Adam Schiff, I call him Shifty Schiff, is out there saying, well, we're going to bring in Robert Mueller. Okay, fine, bring in Robert Mueller, get him to testify. But he must think again that we're stupid. There's certain things in that report that can't be released, and Robert Mueller can't talk about them either because they're classified, they're top secret, or get this, it's something where a person was not accused, okay, or indicted, rather, I'll use the right word, where a person was not indicted. So consequently, it's a non-issue anymore. But the Southern District of New York, that court, can find out who the people were that were not indicted, and they can go back and review the information that's there that Mueller's and his people made the decision they did, because it's part of what they're doing, looking at 34 different charges, if you will. That's what we've been told, so I'll go with them at their word. By the way, don't forget the Inspector General's report's out there, too. Now, that's going to take down some FBI and DOJ people. Watch and mark my words. Watch and mark my words. Okay. Another great weekend. We love you all. We'll see you all Monday morning. Another great program, another great week of radio excellence. And I'll see you Monday morning. Have a great weekend. See you up at Crystal River today. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.